I saw a sign that said, this computer will cut your workload by 50%. So I bought two of them.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Children are an endless source of entertainment and humor. Today, our two-year-old granddaughter Sophia yelled, "Mama, we've got an emergency. I can't find my other princess shoe. Oh, wait, it's here." It was an emergency, Mom. It was. Corey Ann's child told her, "Nice pants, Mommy. Why are you wearing them in public?" Abby says that her seven-year-old was convinced she could speak Spanish thanks to the TV show Dora. One day at a Mexican restaurant, the waitress said, "Gracias." And with all the conviction in the world, Abby's daughter responded, "Piñata." John says, "My dad told me when I was really young, I don't ever want to see you do that again. I responded with, 'Okay, close your eyes.'" Kathy says, "One day my daughter leaned in and said to me, 'Don't worry, Mommy. I love you and would never kill you.'" Well, that's a real comfort, isn't it? Vanessa asked her three-year-old to pick up her toys in an extremely messy basement. 5 minutes later, the three-year-old came upstairs. Vanessa asked, "You cleaned all the toys already?" Her three-year-old nodded. "So any toys that are left on the floor can be given to poor kids?" Her daughter said, "Yep." Paused, then added, "But you can't go down to check because there's a monster down there." "I try to make it a point," says Holly, "to take about 10 minutes at the end of each evening to help my daughter straighten up her room. After a particularly rough day, I sat down on the floor of her room to help her sort through her dolls, and I muttered, 'I really don't have the juice for this tonight.' My daughter got up, left the room, and returned a few minutes later with a cup of apple juice for me." Well, what would we do without kids? My granddaughter Sophie lives 2 hours away, but she's already learning to pick up the phone. A few weeks ago, she said the three most beautiful words in the world to me, "Time for supper." I'm kidding. She called me Bappa. Then she said, "I love you." Suddenly, tears showed up in my eyes. Were three sweeter words ever spoken? Charles Wesley, the 18th child of Susanna and Samuel Wesley, rode 250,000 miles on horseback between 1739 and 1765 to preach more than 40,000 sermons. In his spare time, he wrote 6,000 hymns and poems. When I was just a pup, I learned one of them from a children's book, Gentle Jesus, Meek and Mild. It's a reminder of the innocence of children who long for love and acceptance. In good old King James English, Wesley wrote, "Loving Jesus, gentle Lamb, in thy gracious hands I am. Make me Savior what thou art, live thyself within my heart." May we come to him with simple trust today, knowing that Jesus never turned a little child away. My daughter Rachel used to sing, "Jesus love me, dis I do, for the Bible tell me so." And it does over and over again. Psalm 86:15 says, "You, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness." Romans 5:8 says, "God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." The greatest love of all is that one lay down his life for a friend. That's what Jesus did for us. There could never be a greater expression of love than the love our Savior showed us. And it's comforting to know my grandkids love me too. Of course, kids have a funny way of expressing it sometimes. One young mother named Tara was dressed up to go out for dinner with her hubby. Her son saw her and exclaimed excitedly, "Mom, you look beautiful, just like a bat."
Have you ever pondered what it would be like to actually walk where Jesus walked? Laugh Again's Phil Calloway and Back to the Bible Canada's Bible teacher, Dr. John Neufeld, will be heading to Israel April 11th to 19th, 2021. Join the gang and experience the land of Israel in a way that brings the Bible to life. To learn more, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.